12 years after Commodore Matthew Perry forced Japan to open up to international trade, an American merchant ship called the General Sherman sailed to Pyongyang to demand that Korea follow suit. After the Koreans declined to negotiate, the General Sherman continued upriver anyway and ran aground. As angry crowds gathered, the ship opened cannon fire. Unable to get afloat, the General Sherman was burned after a four-day siege. An improbable North Korean version of the story places an heroic ancestor of the current Kim dynasty in charge of the final attack against Yankee invaders. In fact, just the captain and one other officer were American. Most of the crew was Chinese. All of them were killed. For many years, North Korea displayed the USS Pueblo, the American intelligence ship it captured in 1968, near the site of the General Sherman incident. In 1871, Rear Admiral John Rogers led five ships of the U.S. Asiatic Fleet to Seoul. Again, the Koreans refused trade negotiations, and again, fighting erupted. A landing force of more than 100 Marines captured two Korean forts. The Americans withdrew with those battle flags as trophies. The Koreans celebrated the repulse of an enemy. 5 years later, Korea finally did open up to trade, forced to do so by the Japanese, who had learned their lesson from Commodore Perry. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.